If you're running a small trucking fleet, you know the daily juggle. You're trying to secure good loads. You're watching fuel costs like a hawk. But looming over all of it is the FMCSA, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. And this mountain of regulations.
Right.
For a small fleet owner, compliance isn't just a checkbox. It's really, you know, it's a critical survival skill. So let's unpack that.
And that's exactly what we need to do for you today, because the biggest mistake we see is this assumption that compliance is, quote, just logs.
Right. Just the ELD.
Exactly. And that's a dangerous way to think. It's a whole ecosystem. And if you ignore it, you're not just looking at fines. You're looking at, well, being put out of business.
Okay.
So we're going to drill down into the three main pillars. Understanding these is the only way to protect your CSA score, which is your reputation, and avoid that unsatisfactory rating that just shuts you down.
Let's start with what the source material calls the biggest liability. Pillar one, driver compliance. This starts right at hiring with the driver qualification files, the DQ files. And these aren't just, you know, file and forget papers. They're called living documents.
They absolutely are.
So if it's a living document, what's the one thing owners are always forgetting to update? The riskiest part.
It's the annual stuff. You have to get that driver's annual list of violations. You have to review their driving record every single year. But the daily fight is the continuous monitoring.
Okay, what does that involve?
Well, you have to be in a drug and alcohol random testing consortium. That's non-negotiable. And you have to run those pre-employment queries in the FMCSA clearinghouse.
Mm-hmm.
But the immediate threat, the thing that gets people every day, is hours of service, HOS. You need to be auditing those ELD logs daily to catch violations before a DOT officer does.
So that's the people side of the puzzle, the drivers. Now let's talk about the trucks themselves, equipment compliance.
The hardware.
Yeah. What's the essential paperwork there to prove your assets are actually roadworthy?
Every single vehicle needs its own paper trail. This means you've got to keep complete maintenance files, every inspection, every repair.
Okay.
And right alongside those, you have the daily vehicle inspection reports, the DVIRs. People think it's just busy work, but it's not.
Right.
Those reports have to be completed and kept. They are your proof to a regulator that your fleet is safe.
Okay. Drivers, equipment, and now pillar three, the administrative backbone. Corporate compliance. This is all about keeping your authority active, right?
That's it. It's the boring stuff that can sink you.
So we're talking about things like the biennial MCS 150 update, the annual UCR fee.
Yeah.
But what about the tax side? I see IFT and IRP. What's the difference?
They're a pair that regulate you crossing state lines. So IFT is the International Fuel Tax Agreement. That's a quarterly filing for your fuel taxes.
Got it.
And IRP is the International Registration Plan. That's your annual vehicle registration. If you mess these up, you are looking at huge fines and out-of-service orders.
Which just kills your productivity.
Fills it for days.
Yeah.
Maybe weeks.
So, connecting all this back to the bottom line. What happens when compliance fails? The source material gets pretty specific about the safety ratings.
Oh, it's brutal. A conditional rating can literally double your insurance premiums overnight.
Wow.
And it can lock you out of the best loads because brokers won't touch you. An unsatisfactory rating, like we said, just shuts you down, period.
So that pressure leads owners into, what, two bad options?
Two really bad, unsustainable models. You have the DIY burnout, right? The owner drowning in paperwork at midnight, fueled by coffee.
I know that person.
Or you think, okay, I'll hire a safety director. But that's an $80,000 plus hit to your payroll. For a 10-truck fleet, that's a non-starter.
So here's the strategic move the sources point to.
Yeah.
Outsourcing your safety department. You turn that huge fixed cost into a variable one.
Exactly.
But the question is, if you outsource, aren't you losing control? Or wasting time teaching them your business?
It's actually the opposite. If you find the right partner, you get instant expertise. You don't get one person.
You get a team.
You get an ELD expert, a tax specialist, a claims manager, all for less than one junior employee. And it's proactive. They're auditing logs daily, catching things before they become violations.
And the savings?
The numbers are staggering. A typical 15-truck fleet can save over $59,000 a year compared to hiring a director. That is a massive operational advantage.
That's a huge edge. So in the end, whether it's in-house or outsourced, the key is it has to be proactive. Your CSA score isn't just a number, it's your entire reputation.
It's everything. And it leaves me with one final thought for you to chew on. Since your survival and your access to the best loads all hinge on compliance, what's the one overlooked detail, something beyond the logbook, that's the biggest hidden threat to your fleet's growth right now?